Blog Talk Radio.
Guys doing out there tonight? Coming to you live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Once again, this is Joseph Smith, Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Rise of the Antichrist and the Return of Christ, also my second book, which is called The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church and the Rise of the Cult, and the final book that I've written, it's all out there at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million. But my final book is called Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. All right, y'all. I'd like to thank you, God, just for blessing us to get together. Normally, I'll start off prayer, but kind of late in the day, and I had a late show. It was kind of a struggle to get on this radio today because I'm having normal life crisis, and it really is not normal, and it's not really a crisis. I might have used the wrong terminology for it, but just going through the things that we're going through now at this particular time as the world changes. You know, I'm looking back out 15 years ago, and really it's a little bit more than 15, almost 20, but 2000 had started one of the greatest defections we had, and the scriptures have that in there. And it talks about Seth coming and falling away first. You know, that man of sin, you know, 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, that man of sin could not be revealed. So all these things that we see today coming from that defection of truth, you know, the real church, not the church, we're talking about the first century church, those churches that were based off of Acts 2:38, Acts 2 in itself where the original church started, the true born-again experience, those churches, when they defected, because we have this thing going on now, and it's secularism and, you know, our humanism, where man feels there's no more need for God, but they can fix their own problem. A lot of these starts that originally started like in the 1700 when you're dealing with Immanuel Kant, and what he come up with was relativity. There was no absolute truth. And today, most people think on that base. They don't feel there's an absolute truth. So they can variate in the way they think and how they see God. You know, there's many ways to see God, and that's what you hear today. You know, people say there's a variety of ways to the truth, to God, the true creator, Elohim, you know, should approach him, you know, how he had designed to have a relationship with us when the Bible clearly states itself that there is one way, and that's going to be Jeremiah 32 and verse 32. That's chapter 32 of Jeremiah. A lot of people always feel that there's multiple ways. Well, let's see if that's an actual scripture teaching or that's just something that you have in your mind. And this is Jeremiah 32. And it starts at the chapter 32, and it starts at verse, 38. And he said, then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Verse 39 said, and I will give them one heart, one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. One way, one mind. You know, on the day of Pentecost, what did you see? They were all with one accord in one place, you know, and there came that sound of a mushy right wind. I'm just paraphrasing chapter 2. I'm not going through that, but the Holy Ghost came and filled the people. You know, that was the true born-again experience. And in chapter, I believe that is 17 of Luke, if I'm correct, I might be wrong there, but let's look at that, where it talks about the kingdom of God. That was the rebirth or the birth of the kingdom of God. People get the word church mixed up. You know, they say, well, church, they're looking at a building. They don't realize that is a body of people. That is an actual government, a coming government system that will govern the whole entire world. That's what Christ was talking about. See, and back then they really didn't understand it, and the Pharisees had a problem with him because he was exposing their falsehood and how they were not sticking to the scriptures, as many are not doing today. Okay, Luke 17, he was talking about this physical kingdom, but it's going to come in a spiritual form first. So that's what you've seen on the day of Pentecost with the first coming of his kingdom. Now we're waiting his physical kingdom. But in Luke 17, he says, and when he was determined of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, when should that theocracy come in? He answered them, saying, the kingdom of God cometh not with observance. Neither shall thou say, lo, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The true born-again experience where it talks about in John, the Gospel of John 3 and 5. you know, really is that verse 3. It's actually chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. When he talks about except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He would not understand this which I'm talking about. Then verse 5 goes on to tell you, it says, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you see, he talked about that kingdom. And in Acts 2, what do you find when you get down to verse 38? And that's for more of your reading, because I'm going to be talking about some of the things I was listening to today. And that's just the condition of the church today, the condition of the people. In Acts 2:38, it says, then Peter said to them, because they were asking him how to be saved, and he told them to repent, baptize, every one of you, what, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what, the remission of sins and the receiving of the Holy Ghost. So there you have water and you have spirit. Not only do you have that, you have the remission of sins that's there. And then in Acts 4:12, when it talks about that name giving, whereby man must be saved. I'm not paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not saying it correctly, but Acts 4:12 will let you know that name had to be applied to your life. That's the application of it, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. It is to also Revelations 1 and 5, where it says he washed us from our sins in his own blood. So it is also the application for the applying of the blood of Christ on your life. And that infilling of the Holy Spirit, making you a part of that kingdom of God. That's Romans 8. When it talks about, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You're not a part of this kingdom of God. These are people I'm talking about. I'm talking about that's where the great falling away would come. How could you fall away from a truth you don't have? See, so you have a lot of churches out there, and that was one of the warnings that was given to us in Matthew 24, when he told us that they asked him about the coming of his kingdom. When would he usher in that theocracy, which would put an end to this man corruption in his humanism, as we're seeing on the rampage now? You know, from even from the homosexual marriages to our government feeling they can dictate world policy to everybody. You know, this is a mad world. They're over there fighting in Syria. In other parts of the world, that's not the only place. Iraq, their people are there. Was one of my books talk about that caliphate, the rise of the Islamic nation in Temple Mount. They're there trying to establish an Islamic nation, a caliphate. We're looking for a caliph. A caliph is the one who would run it. It's like their own little theocracy. And so America is interfering in this situation because they're still trying to arm these people. And all those guys, even if they're not actual ISIS, they're all fighting for the same cause. So, meaning they're going to all come under the same umbrella at some point in time. Okay. So, he goes on to say in Matthew 24, and as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto, at Matthew 24, verse 3. He says, as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? When were you going to return? In the end of the world, in other words, the end of this age, the end of humanism, the end of corruption, corrupt governments. America, like even we live here, because I'm from America, can't speak for everybody else, but I know corporate America runs Washington. There's nothing in our benefit going on up there. It's all about personal and capital gain, you know. And then they, you really understand capitalism. Capitalism, as it evolved, that's the only thing I believe in evolving. And then as it evolved, it turns into a theocracy. Okay, the relatively thinking, those people up there running it, that variation in many ways of making life pleasurable. It's something beyond God's way. Okay, and he said in chapter 4, I mean verse 4, and he said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, deceive to mislead you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Okay, so you have all these different peoples coming, you know, in the name of Christ. But see, the Bible gives a clarification of that one truth, that one way, that one mind. It was not multiple ways, you know, and that's the day age that we live in. When it talks about Isaiah 59, when it says the enemy shall come in like a flood. You know, these false doctrines, these false teachings that you're seeing now in the church, like I said, I look back now and I realize that all started around really about 97, because I remember we were all together, those who were teaching and believing in the first century doctrine, the church that comes out of Jerusalem. I'm not talking about that European verse that is coming out of Europe, you know, that's coming out of the Vatican, where you hear the Pope telling you that we can fix these problems, you know, that false prophet that has come to gather all man to that great day, which is really chapter 16 of Revelations, when he talks about what he's really doing, what his real mission is. You know, he's establishing the Antichrist kingdom, you know, and so that's what we're looking at going down in our time. But at the same time, there had been a great defection. You know, those people who say they believe the truth when they went to doing something else. He says, and this is going to be Isaiah 59:19. He says, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, many shall come in my name. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. What kind of standard? You know, when you're talking about he lifting up a standard, he lifts up the standard of there's one way. There's only one truth. When you know the Bible and you know and God has blessed you, you really undergone the born-again experience, you know there's not a multiple way. You know, you can't choose a way and get to heaven. You've got to stick to the Scriptures, and that's what Jesus did. And so those people who we're maintaining, this is John 17, when he begins to talk about his disciples. And look what he said. Verse 16, it starts saying, it says, and they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He wasn't of this earthly kingdom, okay, that is here now, this corrupt system that is under Satan's control. He says, sanctify. Sanctify is to set apart them through truth, to a clear understanding of the word of God. Thy word is true. It is a reality. He said, and as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Okay? And he says, and for their sake I sanctify myself. He separated himself from the Pharisees. See, and when he came, he would have been a Pharisee, but as in our time, just like you look at a lot of these apostolic churches who say they're apostolic, but they're in the state of defection. They have apostatized. They're establishing doctrine, teaching, which is that's the only word. If people say doctrine, they don't understand that it simply means teaching. They're establishing these teachings that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God, what the apostles had laid down and established for us to keep. That was not to be changed. Okay, so they went on to change that, and that's the problem of the day. And he said, for thy sake I sanctify myself. So he set himself apart from any religion, that thou also might be sanctified through the truth, that he may be set apart, that when you really understand God, truth will separate you from all these falsehoods. Now notice what he said. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which should believe on me, through their work, through the apostles' teaching, that standard. Lift up a standard when the enemy should come in like a flood. What is he talking about? We've got Revelation 17. And actually, that's not Revelation 17. That is actually Revelation 12. It lets you know what enemy. And we're gonna, because this really contains the coming of the kingdom of God. And we can start at chapter 12, verse 7. And it said, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. They couldn't win. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And it says, and that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. The devil, he's an adversary, a slanderer. And Satan, an adversary, which deceiveth, ETH, the whole world. He's misleading the whole world through these false teachers. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying, now you got a timing of this happening. I heard what a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. When did deliverance come but on the day of Pentecost? Now is come salvation and strength, the strength of the Holy Ghost, and the kingdom of our God. It should come without observing, and the power of his Christ. In other words, that Holy Ghost, that power to recreate us. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. What is that? The blood of the Lamb, the baptism in Jesus' name, infilling of the Holy Ghost, the power of his Christ. And by the word of their testimony, they witnessed, and they loved not their lives unto death. He said, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, Israel, the true Israelites, but also it's also symbolic of the church also. It's a dual meaning there, which brought the man child, in other words, Jesus. And the woman was given a wing of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, times, and a half a time from the face of the serpent. So really more or less Israel. Okay, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood when the enemy shall come in like a flood. What does a flood do? We just had a flood in Georgia and all them dams, but what did it do? It washed things away. Okay, so he said when he water as a flood after the woman, and that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood, all that false doctrine, false teaching, many shall come in my name. And the earth helped the woman. In other words, the carnal people of this planet, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Okay, and the dragon was wroth. He was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnants of her seed, which kept commandment of God in the testimony of Jesus. So that is what's wrong with our planet. The earth, right now, the devil is angry. He knows he has but a short time. So what is his goal? His goal is to mislead as many people as he can. And a lot of us saints are under tremendous stress to hold on to the faith. And a lot have not been taught that he said, and I'm going to read that in the scripture because it's a very important scripture, but there's another one that said he promised to never leave or forsake us as long as we have not apostatized. Apostatized meaning that we went to reconstructing this religion and making another faith altogether. You know, that's what is going on. That's what apostasy is, the defection from truth. And it says, John 8:44, ye are of your father, the devil. In the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He killed Adam and Eve, set them up for death, and abode not in truth. He didn't stick in reality. He didn't stick in God's word. He rebelled against God's government system because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. So whether it be philosophies or biblical teachings that's been twisted, the devil is behind all that. That's what the flood is about. It's like we're living in a time of humanism. It's running the world. It's running America. America is so sad. It's so ungodly now, and it's unreal. You know, but man has a way of fixing his own problems. You know, that's what I talked about, a school of thought. You know, people thinking, man, I'm thinking relatively, you know, it's got to be a different way. You know, it might be some ways, but you're telling me about Immanuel Kant and his philosophy that has filtered down into our educational system. Okay, ain't no absolute in his thought. There ain't no absolute truth. So you're looking at these guys in Hegel and so all these other names that it'd be taking my show just to talk about the different philosophies they bring in. This is the devil. Then there is the religious people who's twisting the scriptures, who truly don't believe in being born again, telling people you don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name to be saved. That's not necessary. Water don't save you. when 1 Peter 3 says, by water that which also do now save us, the life thing. Okay? And I believe that's, because I like to give people scripture so you can go look at it. You don't have to just take my word for it and say, oh, okay, he said this, but where's the scripture that goes with that? I don't do that. I believe in you sticking to scripture because that is the only defense against all this is going on now. Really, like tyranny, because of the fact that this being God's government system, that Satan, when he rebelled, he created another government beyond our theocracy, that we were all under God, and now man is completely pretty much under Satan. We're only awaiting the Antichrist. The false prophet is already here. He's establishing his way. Yeah, and it's in 1 Peter 3 and 18 says, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, bring us into a relationship with God, personal relationship, not your preacher, not your church, or the people in that building, being put to death in the flesh, in other words, given life through the Spirit. He said, by which he also went and preached unto the spirits in prison, in other words, hell, which were sometimes disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water, the like figure whereunto baptism, even baptism, do also now save us. Mark 16:16 said, he that believeth and is baptized. So you got all these different teachings out there. People telling you can do it this way, but it's but one way, lifting up that standard. You know, and then just looking at how far we are progressing. So I'm looking at my little boy and realizing they will have no clue if we go too much farther what truth is. The exception of few people who can tell you what truth really is. We're really in that kind of situation. You know, the day of the Lord is at hand. We're in trouble, people. And a lot of us are struggling, and that's what I want to talk about, because before, I need to talk about that before I go any further, because I realized a lot of us, when we were in church, we were taught that we were superhuman, that we would not have no flaws. We wouldn't be sometimes in a backsitting way. So when you fell into that situation, you gave up. You stopped believing. You walked away from truth. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 12. In other words, talking about truth being taught the way it's actually supposed to be taught. And this is chapter 12, and I'm going to start at verse 8. He says, for this thing, in other words, this was Paul talking about something he was going through. This thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me, that weakness that he had in him. And he said unto me, my grace for thee. In other words, his power and authority. He says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Look what he said. Let me just go back without me cutting into that. And he said unto them, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So what Paul going to say? Moreover, gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, you get out the way. When you stop thinking you're Superman, see, we were taught in church, man, he's holy and all that, and you run around here like you're Superman. But as soon as you find yourself in a backslidden way, I'm not talking about apostatizing, because then that just means you're gone. When you find yourself in that situation, you didn't know what to do. I thought I was Superman. But you don't understand, Christ is strong in you when you're weak. You just got to fight through that situation. He's giving you the strength. He is carrying you. He's the one who's helping you get through that day. See, that's what we have not been taught. We have not taught how to persevere. It talks about he that endured to the end. What else shall we go through? Because the end is at hand. That means we're going to be put under tremendous stress. What is great tribulation? That great distress. Your faith is going to be tested. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out again to the Revolutionary Gospel News. I should be back on next Saturday. Yeah, you guys go out and get one of those books. It'll be very enlightening. God bless me with the Revival of the Roman Empire, the Devil Workshop, Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation. But all those books you can find at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books & Nearly, and also on the web. Y'all have a great evening, and thank you guys for coming.